Well, tonight I want to share a couple of things. Maybe go right along with what Daniel Wood shared last night, which I thought the young man did a wonderful job. And I'm so appreciative of his growth spiritually, his maturity, but most especially for the depth of understanding of the Word of God that he is really developing and then able to share with great passion. And so tonight, you know, there's a difference between man's solution and God's solution. You know what man's solution is? I'm going to fix myself. I'm going to take this Bible, and I'm going to learn these truths, and then I'm going to fix myself. I'm going to reform myself. And we try, and we try, and we try, and we try. And you know where that gets us? According to Romans chapter 7, verse 24, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this dead body? You know, that's where all of our reform programs eventually lead us. Do you know what God's solution is? Got to nail you to a cross. Isn't that what it says? I was crucified with Christ. God's solution is that the old man has got to die. He's got to die with Christ so that a new man can be raised to life. And the new man is Christ. When we finally get that, when we get it, that that's what it's all about, it will change everything in our lives. We are no longer in a place of trying to fix ourselves. We are finally accepting that we don't need to fix ourselves. We simply need to believe who we really are. I need to see my true self, my true identity, who God has made me to be in Christ. Oh, glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I could be jumping up. Maybe we'll ask Vicki to jump up. Well, no, we won't ask her tonight to jump up and dance around. But you know what? In her heart, she's jumping up and dancing around, and the rest of us in our hearts are rejoicing too. Because it's not about us. It's not in our own strength. It's not about our reform programs. You know, the more we're focused on Christ, the more your life is transformed. That's the only way that change happens. You can work on yourself and work on yourself and work on yourself. And you know what? From past experience, you know what's being said here is true. Because we've all done it. We've been on the same reform programs. You've been on the same ones I've been on. You've been in the fix-up business. All of us have been. We've tried it. The only question becomes then is, how's that working for you? How does that really work out? You know what? God's not in the fix-up business. He's in the transformation business. He's not putting the pressure on us now to go out, take this Bible, and force ourselves to act a certain way. He's in the transformation business. You know, in 2 Corinthians 3:18, familiar verse of Scripture to you. 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass or a mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So the question begs to be asked, how do you see yourself? Now, I know you're sitting there alone in your home or with someone else, but you know what? When you answer that question, you don't want to use what we're going to call your fellowship answer. You don't want just the happy believer answer. You know, think about that. Answer the question in your own heart between you and God. How do you really see yourself? How do you really think about yourself? How do you see who you are? How do you identify yourself? If you really had to get honest and say, this is who I am and this is how I really see myself, what would you write down? It's kind of a very confronting question, isn't it? Well, you know, if we go on in the 2 Corinthians area, it says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, a mirror, the glory of the Lord. You know, We've talked about this before, but have you ever been to a carnival or a circus and they got these kind of funny looking mirrors? Some mirrors look you real skinny, some make you look really big, some make you look really distorted and weird looking. Well, do you carry a lot of those mirrors in your bathroom or in your home? No, not really, but the truth is we've had all sorts of mirrors that we've allowed into our lives because we have allowed, by default, many of us, if not all of us, allowed the world to tell us what we should look like and what we should be like. And we've concluded on the basis of that standard that we're not pretty enough, we're not thin enough, we're not smart enough, we're not successful enough. And basically what the world says is you do not amount to anything. But you know what? God says something completely different. He says, I want you to look into the right mirror. Turn away from what you've been looking at. And when you look in this mirror, I want you to see the glory of the Lord. I want you to gaze into the mirror that I have given to you. I want you to see clearly who you are. The mirror that God has for us is His Word. And what the Word of God shows us is that who we are in Christ. And this is what God says. I want you to look into that mirror. I want you to see yourself for who you really are. Quit believing the lies of the world. You don't have enough. You look pretty enough. You're not thin enough. You haven't been successful enough. And on and on and on the lies of the adversary go. You know, when you behold in this mirror the glory of the Lord, the most incredibly amazing thing happens. You're changed. You're transformed even by the Spirit of the Lord. There's the key. If you want to see change in your life, then the key is to change who you're looking at, what you're looking at. How do you see yourself? What's your identity? You know, most Christians have a really not so good, if we can use the word crappy, people have a crappy identity, Christians. You know, the church for the most part has told people, Christians, you don't amount to anything. You're just a sinner. You're always screwing up. You're always messing up. You got to do this. You got to do this. You got to do that. So then you follow, you know, you go and you want to follow those things that you've been taught. You've been told, we've all been sold this lie that you have to change yourself. You think, there's the key. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to change myself into that person I want to be. But guess what? Is all a lie. It's an absolute lie of the devil. It will never work. God says to us, that's not how it's done. I want you to see who you really are. I want you to see it in my word. I want you to focus on who I've made you to be in Christ. And then when you focus on that, you will be changed from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. That's God's solution. That's what God tells us to do. And we know that, why? Because we've lived it both ways. We've tried fixing ourselves up, trying to compare ourselves with other people. Many, many years, I know I did, compared myself with other leaders, felt inadequate. You know, I just felt that other people were just so much better, so much spiritual, more spiritual than I was. And I just was not up, didn't measure up. I really did feel that way. I felt very inferior because I could not seem to change myself. I thought everyone else had it all together and that I didn't. But you know what? Through a process, God has done the most amazing thing in my life, and He's done it amazing things in your life, and that we have begun to learn and grow in this journey about what our identity in Christ is all about. You know what the truth is, folks? There's no good things that dwell in the flesh. There really isn't. Everything of value we have is who we are in Christ. In Him is our true value. And when you begin to see yourself and who you are in Christ, you quit being intimidated. Before, you know what? Sometimes you stand in front of people, you have felt so inadequate. But when you finally understand that the truth of what this is about our true self, you don't feel inferior, and you don't feel the need to prove yourself to anybody. And there's no longer a need to judge, because we're all on a level playing field. There's no one higher and there's no one lower. We're exactly, you're exactly as I am. We have our value in Christ, and outside of Christ, nothing. So it makes sense. We don't have to compare ourselves to each other. And the Word of God says that stuff doesn't matter anymore. Wow. What a fabulous, fabulous truth. So, you know, maybe if we could simplify this, George, for the evening, it was like, you can quit trying to change yourself. And I'm speaking to all of us. I'm speaking to myself. We quit trying to change ourselves, and we look into the mirror of who God says we are, and that's what we allow to saturate our minds and our hearts. And the transformation process is a supernatural, spiritual thing that God does. And, you know, you can't put it in a test tube and analyze it in the library or the laboratory, because it is spirit, and spirit is far beyond something of the senses. So, man, what a great vision. What a great vision. And so my exhortation is quit trying to fix yourself if you're doing it, or if you're thinking about trying to fix yourself. That doesn't mean you can't, you know, have goals to do certain things in a better way. That's not it. It's that it doesn't make us more in the eyes of God. Amen? So I tell you, it's such a wonderful blessing to be able to share these great truths with you all. And I pray that I've attempted to do justice to the scriptures and some of the things that we've been taught by others. And so I'm going to end this fellowship with a recording, and then I'm going to call in a couple of folks here to manifest before we close out the evening, okay? So God bless you guys. You guys are awesome.